Greetings. I hope you've had a great day today. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Black Serendipity. We're going to explore the intersection of self-care, personal growth, and business success. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we're diving deep into the power of finding peace and quiet in a world that constantly bombards us with noise and distractions. We're going to explore the art of turning off connections, tuning into our thoughts, and ultimately finding harmony within ourselves. So you know what to do. Grab a snack, your favorite beverage, and let's get to it. I hope this episode finds you in a calm and receptive state of mind. In today's fast-paced world, it's becoming increasingly difficult to find moments of peace and quiet. We're constantly connected to our smartphones, inundated with notifications, pulled into a thousand different directions. But here's the thing, I miss the chaos. We need moments of stillness to nurture our souls and achieve true clarity. Sometimes I wake up, I have a three-year-old that I take care of. And sometimes when I wake up, I swear 5 minutes into me waking up and breathing and accepting my reality, she goes, "What's up?" And then comes the phone calls, the texts, the other people that need your attention. And not once have I taken the time to just hear my thoughts. Try to discern my dreams. And from that time on, it's just go. But finding peace and quiet isn't just about physical solitude. It's also about creating mental and emotional space to hear your own thoughts. And sometimes that's what we need. That's what I want. It's about intentionally disconnecting from the outside noise to allow your inner voice to speak and to be heard. This act of mindfulness is crucial in acknowledging and controlling our thoughts instead of letting them control us. Sometimes I need that. I don't know how, or I'm learning how to ask for that. And you may wonder, okay, Janikia, how does this benefit me as a person and even my business? Well, the benefits, in my opinion, are plentiful. When you make room for quiet reflection, you open the door to personal growth and self-awareness. You gain a deeper understanding of yourself, your desires, your purpose, and with this self-awareness, in turn, it empowers you to make better decisions, both personally and professionally. You see, in the business world, finding peace and quiet is a vital ingredient for success. As entrepreneurs, we're constantly bombarded with information, demands, distractions. But when we take the time to disconnect, we create space for innovation and creativity to thrive. In these moments of quiet that breakthrough, ideas emerge and we gain clarity on our business goals and strategies. And I know you're going to have people that don't understand, because they love your presence. They want your presence. But you have to set boundaries. Setting boundaries is an integral part of cultivating peace and quiet. It's about prioritizing your well-being and reclaiming control over your time and energy. by setting clear boundaries with technology, work, relationships, friendships, you create a sacred space where you can focus on yourself, your thoughts, and your personal growth. It hurts me sometimes that I have to say, hey, I'm going to step back and yeah, because then I find myself having to explain why I don't want to. And you don't have to. You don't have to explain why you need to step away. Just step away. Set that boundary and just step away. So how can you make peace and quiet a daily practice, especially when you have little ones? And when I say little ones, I'm also referring to your pets. I'm going to give a couple of suggestions. I hope they are helpful to you. They are helpful to me, although I still have some work to do. But listen, four that are really great. Designate tech-free zones or times in your day. Choose specific periods where you're just disconnected from your devices and immerse yourself in quiet contemplation. Mine, I have to break up into like 10-minute increments throughout the day. Try to create a morning routine that includes moments of solitude and reflection. Use this time to set intentions, journal, meditate, or simply enjoy a cup of tea in silence. Incorporate regular mindfulness practices in your life, such as meditation or deep breathing exercises. These practices will help cultivate a calm and centered mindset, allowing you to navigate challenges with grace and clarity. Seek out nature and spend time in serene environments. The beauty of the natural world has a way of soothing our souls and reconnecting us to our inner selves. I used to do this regularly, and I found myself, as I added more responsibilities, school, for example, constantly being bombarded. I've lost my way with my business, and although I need to be connected by my cell phone, sometimes I hate that devil. But don't be hard on yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Take the little victories. Because finding peace and quiet is a journey, and it takes practice. But the rewards are immeasurable. So listen, let's commit to making space for ourselves, tuning in to our thoughts, and embracing the stillness within. By doing so, we can unlock our true potential and create a life and business that aligns with our authentic selves. And you know, I want to say thank you to my listeners, all of you. I really, really do appreciate it. And of course, I got a Bible verse for you, because wherever you go, include God, and He makes it 10 times better. So today's verse is Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. To me, this verse encourages us to be still, silent, contemplate, knowing that God is present and will be exalted in all circumstances. It reminds us of the importance of finding peace and stillness and connecting with the divine. I want to thank you for joining me on this introspective journey today. I hope you found inspiration and understanding in the power of finding peace and quiet. Remember to be kind to yourself. Set those boundaries and make space for the beauty of silence. Until next time, may you find serendipity in every step of your journey. This has been another episode of Black Serendipity with your host, Janika. Stay tuned for more empowering conversations and insights. There's the phone. And as always, remember to breathe, believe, and be. Sending you love and light. Thank you.